What about market day at Stalham? Tuesday, was that a busy day?
Yeah, that was busy. Yes, that was a busy train day because you used to get a lot of people off the train for that market day. They used to take a lot of stuff back. That wasn't ever in the bag. And they wouldn't send, they weren't much to go back without the products.
Did you go to Catfield Station?
No, I didn't go to Catfield.
No.
The station master, Catfield, Mr. Phil Bart, he's dead now, well, he's a nice man. When Mr. Foster retired, he had to retire on old age, I believe. Mr. Phil Bart come over and took Catfield with Carter. He used to just come over in the mornings, do the books and one thing or another, and he said he used to say goodbye. Station was all in our hands then. Well, you know, we were similarly responsible for what tickets were sold, and we were also responsible for the money. You couldn't put it in the bank overnight. Do you know where we used to put the money?
Go on, tell me.
Underneath the Barmel Coal Ship was there. Barmel Coal Ship was all of it, see?
Yeah.
They weren't like that. In a bag, and you stand old culture on top of it. We didn't used to have many tickets from Harley makers not going back because they had a retired ticket, you see.
Right.
But we didn't have to issue many. Now, Friday night was a devil night there. Friday night, you got a business walking up from Walker Gulch.
Yeah.
What time is the train going to London? But that's another thing we used to have, what they call the Harley Camps Express on a Saturday. That's the train went to London, used to go via Cambridge.
Uh-huh.
Used to go to North Walsham, then took an engine on the other end, and then they go off that way to Cambridge. I've seen that train, where it lies, standing all in the guard wagon, packed in there, because they got so many Kemp's Express.
How many coaches were on the train?
Mostly, I think about 10. Yes, about 10. But the other ones, the Derby one used to stop there. You just have the people come up to you. Can you tell us where there's any seats on the train? I said, no, I'll go and see on signal. I asked him, Billy Pitcher, he's a nice man, and he used to point out when it left Hemsby, where there were any seats on the train. They often just drop you a drink, but they were very pleased.
Yeah.
Only we hope that we were right when they come in.
Yeah.
See, I used to tell them, front of the train or middle of the train, or back.
Yeah.
One or two of them used to move them there. Others used to see them move. They thought they moved them all. They thought they knew something about. Something was about.
When the train had 10 coaches on, could they all fit on the platform? Or
No. You had to pull up sometimes, especially coming in. But then when you pull the train up, some of the last coaches were still against the gates.
Right.
So therefore the gates were locked a little bit longer. We used to go out and shout and talk to them and hope you'll see somebody put a arm out of the door, you know, they want to get out then.
Yeah.
Then when you, then they got out, there was five or six bags of luggage to come out and all. We used to get them out on the platform, have a bar there for them, put them on, used to wheel them back, because they'd all got to come to the other side of the line, you see. The line was there across the road. And the boats were all at this side. They often used to be a taxi up there waiting for them.
Yeah. What about during the winter? Was it really quiet?
Very quiet during the winter. Saturday was a fairly busy day. The people going to the hour. And Tuesday, once a bit, some of the poor old days used to go on the train. Train used to leave there about 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning and get back at 2:30. I remember that. Well as anything. Well, yes, they go to the market, you see.
Yeah.
And there's a cap or something out, so I get a cup of tea and a bit of food.
Yeah.
You know, people didn't used to worry so much about food.